done for today.
Fantastic. That's some good news for Thursday. Good deal. So you going to go home and play on the radio a little bit, or you going to rest your eyes a little bit?
No, I'm going to go stick my nose in that radio screen.
Roger that. I hope you're successful in making some new contacts and just having some fun in general.
Just sit and listen to them while I'm having coffee, but I'll get in there with a couple of nets and say good morning to everybody, and then I go on about my business.
What's wrong with that? What else you got going on today? Anything good?
That I know of. Something may come sliding through, but if it does, it'll be something I don't know nothing about.
Some grand youngins here lately?
Much. I see the three I pretty much raised. Other than that, the others, until this is over with, is pretty much quarantining themselves. Of course, with Easton having lungs like he does, being born so early, they take an extra precaution with him. His broke leg.
Roger that. Well, I understand that.
When all this mess is over with, I'll have a big old cooking and have everybody over.
To look forward to.
I just rent me a building and just get all of us, you and your family and Mike and all, get my herd and just have one humongous cooking.
Cooking, that sounds like a good time. Speaking of which, you heard from Ken here lately?
Of course, yesterday afternoon, he was letting me know what he was getting on the radio. One of my boys was here, so I didn't get on the radio while he was here.
KK4NXC.
What? In the road.
Trying to hi-hat you, but I was sort of preoccupied.
You were throwing one, slinging one, paying for a broke window. I figured you was slinging some papers.
Well, I just pulled in the driveway, and I had to jump out of the truck real quick.
You don't have to sit in the drive this morning. Why don't you go in and get you some coffee, pancakes, and Scottish oatmeal.
Just out on all the fun of razzing you two, and hopefully maybe Ken will come in here. I ain't gonna miss it unless I absolutely have to.
What have you in here?
Stuff ordered yesterday.
Oh, good deal.
Be here about Monday or Tuesday next week.
Have to get together.
Sort of pondering on that real heavy, where we can all go and sit down and grease our lips, but I don't know where that'd be.
Would it be something going on maybe easily?
Thought about either Longhorn or Silverbait.
Silverbait sounding good to me. Tim, you like fried clams?
That I've ever had fried clams.
That is, without a doubt, my favorite seafood dish. I could eat a 4 gallon, 4.5 gallon bucket of that stuff. That is one kind of good. You need to go with us. They got other things. They got chicken. Silver Bay, do they do a hot hamburger or something?
Do for kids menu.
Things with fish, but I guarantee you, man, you gonna love that those clam strips.
Mike, sorry about that. Go ahead.
Hey, you gonna love them clam strips.
Ain't nothing sound good right now. I just passed a skunk, and man, that dude was ripe.
Anything never stunk to me. I don't know. It just smells like lemon pledge to me. It doesn't really. You know, it's a strong smell, but it's not, you know, putrid or anything.
You know, normally it don't faze me, but that dude was. He must have been real close.
Across his brother coming home, so this one was pretty rough too. Just think they use that stuff to keep the scent of perfume and cologne and aftershave on you.
Messed up, KK4POT.
Real expensive French stuff got it in it. Or at least that's what I've read anyway. KM4 and AP Friday.
I'm not so sure I'm willing to try Longhorn again. Of course, when we go out there, we've never had an issue, but I know last time they had our steaks and missed it wasn't funny.
Silver Bay is fine with me. We'll just have to figure out when we want to go.
But the stuff, you know, maybe we could go out there Friday. Well, it could be any evening, really, because we'd get done soon enough that it wouldn't be an issue, you know, getting back into bed on time.
If I'm going to go out and eat good, I'd just sleep all day and wouldn't worry about going back to bed.
And on a Monday night or a Friday night. But I gotta be in bed by 8:30 on a regular night.
You and Tim are working men. I'm just no retired loafer.
I'd like to be loafing right now. I'm rolling up to work, so let me hop out of here. Let you guys catch up. Good to hear you this morning, Ed. Hope you enjoy that coffee once you make it back inside the house there. Have a good day. 7-3s to you. And Mike, I'll catch you when you get in. KK4POT.
I'm glad you made it in safe. Hope to catch you in the morning, 7-3s. Just for that stuff to get here so I can try it and see what it's going to do.
Real interesting.
Y'all ever had Indian fried bread?
Haven't that I remember specifically.
Anything like the ones I had when I was out in Oklahoma. You can take the rest of the bread and just throw it away.
I'm looking forward to it.
The instructions that's coming with it says after you make it, you're supposed to let it sit for so long, and then they said the longer you let it sit, the more lighter and fluffier the bread will be.
As long as it comes with instructions, we should be fine.
I'm going to make mine in the shape of bowls. Then I'm going to fill it full of ground beef and white gravy.
Oh, wow, that's sounding good right now.
Think I'm going to have a busy day today, or you think it's going to be just steady?
It's going to be crazy. I already got a guy, one of my main techs, we doing all we can to keep him at work. He's done text us this morning saying he ain't going to be in. I don't know what the deal is with that guy.
Not sick, is he?
No. He's not sick.
The dropsies. He done dropsy down on his rump and don't want to get up.
Hey, could be. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
Find it out.
A good mind to stop and get gas this morning. I don't know if I can make it into work or not. I'm on fumes. I might try to push it.
Thing that you drive, a half a cup of fumes will get you, what, 60 miles?
Yeah, it's pretty good on gas. It has, well, the problem is this gas gauge don't work. It ain't never worked since I got it. Didn't know it until after I got it. My brother, I had my brother buy this one. I never saw it. And, of course, he wouldn't have known the gas gauge wouldn't work, you know, unless he drove it for any length of time. They put it on a U-Haul dolly and brought it up to me. But the gas gauge doesn't work, and I try to go by mileage. I should, realistically, I should be okay. But I have run out before when this thing said 350 miles, and I don't know if my trip odometer got reset shortly after I fueled it. I'm not sure, but that it should get well over that.
For one time, gas gauge quit working, and I was getting something out of my trunk one day, and I happened to look down, and I said, wonder how come these two wires ain't connected. I put them to, hooked them up, and guess what? My gas gauge went back to working.
This one halfway works. It shows empty somewhere around a half a tank. The problem with this one is that you can't buy just the fuel gate, the fuel sending unit. You've got to buy the entire fuel tank. It comes as an assembly, and it's over $400. It's ridiculous. It's, I've only run out of fuel one time with it. I try to keep it fueled. I missed the opportunity yesterday afternoon, but, good grief. I ain't got no $400 for no fuel tank.
Make any sense to me that you have to buy the fuel tank to go along with it.
Oh, no, it's some kind of money-making thing, the only thing I know.
Guess me and you just too honest. I think that's just taking advantage of people.
No, they've been making fuel-sending units separate from the tank ever since there's been fuel sending units. This is a ripoff.
Hippie Friday, I agree with that. What are your plans you got for this weekend?
And I'm gonna run up to Inman Saturday morning and pick up some stuff from the old gun shop I'd given to a guy. He was opening up a little gun store kind of thing online, so I gave him all my inventory to sell on consignment so he'd have some kind of stock. And he ended up getting out of that, and I thought I got everything the first time I picked it up, but he said he had some things stashed away. He didn't realize he's moving. He found them, so I'm going to go up there Saturday morning and get them.
Ain't got some stuff you want to get rid of, do you?
No, I don't know that any of this, this is some, I'm going to try to sell this stuff on eBay. It's, gun bags, for, rifles, AR-15 style stuff. I don't have any long cases, but, some gun holsters and stuff like that, cleaning kit, blah, blah, blah.
Like some interesting stuff to me. I won't get me another flintlock. I gave my other flintlock to that oldest grandboy of mine. He had begged me for I don't know how long. So I finally gave it to him for his birthday a couple of years ago. And I miss it. I won't get me another one.
Do you get that in a kit or you buy the full gun?
The Bolton to me as a Christmas present from the boys, and I checked with the boys before I gave it to him, so it wouldn't hurt nobody's feelings. But, no, it was already assembled. It was a Thompson.
A pistol percussion, or, you know, cap, a gun back when I was in high school, and somehow or another I broke the hammer, and so it sat in the box for a long time, and one of the guys back in the 90s, I was talking to somebody about it, and they got it, they found the hammer, and man, you had to whittle the stock out, blah, blah, blah. He did an excellent job. That thing really looked good when he got finished with it. I just gave it to him.
PPA kit that somebody gave me. And it was down to, all I had to do was just fine sand the stock and stuff and stain it. And when my house got broke into, that somebody stole it.
Didn't have serial numbers on them, did they?
Did I remember? Get me another flintlock and see if I'll get dirty to go hunting, and that's what I hunt with. That's what the only thing I ever hunted with.
Hunted with is a Bowie knife. Some of my biggest deer I've dropped out of trees onto them and got them with my knife.
Getting deep.
Get your rubber boots on.
People hunting wild hogs, they'll get dogs, and dogs will pin them down, and they'll just walk over and slit their throat. They won't even shoot them.
I've been in with dogs, raccoons, and rabbits, but never hogs.
Never have been with a dog hunt either. But I'm still working on trying to get permission for us to go up and do some wild hog extermination.
Get in on that.
They had just about tore one of the dams up.
See that feller again.
Having to work through my father-in-law. Him and my father-in-law are real close friends. And I can go up there with my father-in-law with no problem. It's just if you're not family. So I want to make sure everything's on the up and up and have his permission. I'm just funny about stuff like that.
Understand that.
My carrier's telling me the other morning that she sees wild hogs over just on the back side of Central. Back towards 6 Mile. So that's a big old sow with a bunch of babies.
I had a big old black boar on one of the game cams up there at my place. He hung around for about 30 days around this area I'd throw some corn out on. And then he got gone. He stayed there all the month of December, I think. And I have not seen him back. Now, there are some signs of boar back there, but, you know, I really don't want them on the property because they'll kill the deer. They'll run deer out of there.
Happy Friday. Maybe we need to get together and track him.
There'll be a pack of them back in there somewhere. That's all wilderness behind me.
As you left the area, with you putting corn out.
Put a sack of corn out and had a bear come in. He stayed about 5 days just laying there eating that stuff. And I guess what he left, he must have got some full. He moved on. What he left, that boar came in, rooted around in there for a while, and showed up on the game camera for an entire month. Then got gone.
and that bear had him for lunch, do you?
Wouldn't think so. Because the bear, that hog came in right after that bear left. I never did see that bear on game cam again.
Definitely need to see if we can find where they're hiding.
Up down there where you're at?
It's picked up pretty good deal. Especially here in front of the house. I'm sitting here watching it now, and there's probably been 30 or 40 cars in the last few minutes go by.
Something about them other states, you know, Illinois, they are really hammering the churches. And I think several churches got lawsuits against them where they've deemed the churches non-essential. They're going to have some issues out there.
Trump declared them essential and told the governors if they didn't go along that he would override them.
Yeah, well, they got some issues out there now, several states, Illinois being one in the news. They threatened to tear the churches down. You know, they blocked the parking lots, and that didn't work. And they sent them a letter that in so many words that if they didn't quit, they'd tear the building down. I mean, it's pretty radical. I was watching a guy last night, I think a lawyer who was representing one of the churches. He said it's just out of control.
They done got power hunger. Just done gone to their head. There's more behind stopping the churches than just the virus, I'm afraid.
Right.
Thought they hadn't impeached that governor.
All those dictatorial governors, you know, like up in New York and Illinois, there's a bunch of others too. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know where this emergency powers give them like unlimited. I don't think it actually does it, but they think it gives them unlimited authority where they actually make laws. I mean, that's been the issue, is they don't have the ability to make a law under the normal course of things. It's screwed up. I mean, to me, it's an eye-opener of who is who in all of this.
Definitely. Now, there's one state, and I can't remember who it is, but the governor can not use his emergency powers unless it is approved by the state legislature and the state senate.
This is over. That's probably what the states need to do, if they've got the fortitude to do it, is to put some type of limitation on that.
Especially with that governor up in Virginia. That man done gone nuts.
Yeah, he ain't seen the last of that deal. But, hey, I'm destinating. Hallelujah, I made it early. we'll get you some coffee. Have a good day. Get some rest. And we'll yak at you here later. Have a good day. It's 73s to you, KK4 NXC.
Made it in safe. You have a good one. Don't work too hard. And we'll just make plans when that stuff comes in next week. We'll just go over to Silver Bay and pig out. Of course, we'll have to get Ken to come join us. But we'll catch you hopefully in the morning. Have a good one. So KK4NXC, KM4NAP, 73s, my friend. Have a peaceful day.